This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and this is a winter warmer where we talk about ways to celebrate winter and share tips for handling the shorter days and colder weather. There can be a lot of pressure around gift giving at this time. The nights are darker and the shops and streets are busier, which makes it harder to navigate for blind and partially sighted people. And we all know that buying gifts can put pressure on your wallet too. So today, me, Amelia Hilton and Hubert Pavalkovich will be having a chat about some homemade personalised gifts that we've made or received that you can try giving your loved ones. Hi Hubert, how are you doing?
I'm very good. Yes, it's that time of the year. Christmas is here. And buying presents, it can be tricky for so many different reasons, whether it's online or offline. There are different stresses involved, which can be a bit hard to deal with everything going on. So, yeah, we're going to try and help you with that. Time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't we start with a gift that you love that you've received in the past? Tell us a bit more about the personalised tactile calendar.
Yes, so I think my highlight has to be once a friend of mine has done me a tactile calendar, and it wasn't just an everyday sort of calendar. So for me, I don't know why I do this, but it does happen. I tend to picture months as colours. So every month in the calendar has a colour. So as an example, October and February are red, January is light blue, or for example, May is a darker shade of blue, and so is December. Random, I'm not sure why that happens, but it's something I've kind of always done. So what my friend once asked me the colours for each month, and I just said them thinking nothing much of it. And they made me a calendar where every piece of paper in the calendar to represent each month was the colour of that month, with highlights as to what we'd done as friends that month, which I thought was quite interesting because it was also tactile as well. They've used tactile kind of dots and tactile letters that you can feel as well. And it was all homemade. It took a lot of work and it was a lot of effort, but it was a very nice handmade gift.
It sounds like such a special thing to make as well, because I'm sure they enjoyed kind of reflecting on the special moments that you'd had together as friends, and it sounds so thoughtful. And you also like to hand select a kind of care package for your friends as a gift. Can you give us some ideas of what you've done in the past for that as well?
Thinking of presents is always tricky, but I like to look at what they like and, you know, send them a bit of that. So I've got one particular friend who, you know, loves some of her sweets, especially anything salted caramel and strawberry. So what I do is go into various shops where they do kind of different types of sweets, and kind of when I see salted caramel, I tend to pick it up and strawberry and put them into a little package and just post that. It's nothing expensive and, you know, super posh, but it's just nice because it's looking at, I love buying presents or sorting out presents that people will appreciate and that are people specific. So you could argue adds a bit more stress, but in my case, I love the creativity aspect and I love matching the presents, you know, to the person that I'm buying them for, regardless of the price.
And I guess the nice thing about that is that you can kind of integrate that into your weekly shop, or you can order things with your grocery order and then kind of buy a nice bag or a basket or reuse kind of a nice bag that you've got as well. So it can be, I guess it can fit into what you're already doing in your day to day as well.
Well, that's absolutely it. And, you know, you never know what you can find on the internet when you just search, go on a shopping site of your choice, for example, type in salted caramel gift and you can be there scrolling for ages. Same when you go to a sweet aisle in the shop, you'll find so many sweet caramel options or strawberry or any other flavours that you could get lost in there.
Yeah, definitely. And for my kind of DIY gift for my brother last year, we talked a lot about wanting to do kind of childhood activities together again. So I made a collection of coupons, which I just drew, that you can find them online and personalize them and print them off, where it says like one ticket for laser tag, one ticket for the cinema. And that way you've got all of these nice things to look forward to, and you can spread out the gift giving experience over the rest of the year. But it also kind of shows that you want to take someone to do something special with them too.
That's quite creative, and you also get to do different activities. And it's again, I like that because it's novelty, it's different. It's not your usual, well, here's a box of sweets, here's a gift set. You know, it's something different from the usual order of things. And another thing I quite like is novelty when it comes to gift giving.
Yeah, definitely. And we can't talk about personalised gifts without mentioning Ken Reed, who, of course, hosts The Mixtape on Mondays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 1 p.m. And that show actually started because he makes these beautiful, personalised playlists for the people in his life. That's such a nice, inexpensive, caring gift that you can do for someone, where you choose either songs that remind them of special moments together or a group of artists that you know they'll like, and you can put it all into a lovely playlist they can listen to whenever they want, and you can change the images as well of playlist headers on your different music apps to have a photo. So that's such a lovely idea as well.
There's so many ways you can spin that. I mean, coming from someone who loves curating playlists for different reasons or different activities or different adventures, it's so easy to do these days, especially with streaming services where you can just quickly create it and then, you know, give it to someone. It is a fascinating idea. And you can be very creative with that if you allow yourself to be, because you can come up with all sorts of themes. And the world's your oyster with that, as Ken Reed has managed to prove and is managing to prove on a weekly basis.
Well, thank you so much, Hubert, for joining me on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about some inexpensive gifts that you can use to spread cheer among your loved ones.
Thank you, Amelia, and feel free to share your creative Christmas gift ideas. We'd love to hear them.